Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Abe Stevens. Abe is the owner of Humboldt Distillery, which is the first micro distillery in Humboldt County. We last talked back in the year 2012 when we talked about the new vodka that was coming out, which now people, I think, associate with, they call it crab vodka. Am I right?
There are some places that call it crab vodka or crab water or any number of nicknames.
And it's only because there's a picture of a crab on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just the picture of the crab and the association with Humboldt County, I think people think of it as crab vodka.
Sure. And it's been working well for us. You know, with vodka, you know, there are quite a few other vodka brands out there that we have to compete with. Uh-huh. And it helps to have something that catches their eye when it's on the shelf or behind the bar. That crab is not only a local icon, but it's also kind of an unexpected icon that, you know, kind of catches people's attention.
I think so. And now I'm seeing it in a lot of different places. How many people do you have at the distillery?
Oh, we are still relatively small. I mean, I'm the only full-time guy here in Fortuna on a regular basis. And I've got, four part-time employees. And my wife, she also works maybe the equivalent of like half-time.
Uh-huh.
And I just hired a full-time brand ambassador. He lives down in the Bay Area, and he's been helping us promote the brand in,
great,
you know, down there in that urban market.
And now, how much do you produce in a year?
Well, last year we produced just a little more than 4,000 cases.
Wow!
And there's 12 bottles in a case.
Wow, that's a lot.
And it's a decent amount. I mean, for the size of the spirits beverage alcohol market, you know, it's just, you know, a fraction of a percent. But I mean, I still see a lot of potential to, you know, continue to grow, you know, throughout California and also in new states across the country we're starting to look at. We just expanded into Colorado, and I've been talking to distributors in a few other states.
Now, you have a couple of new products since we talked to you last, and one of them is the spiced rum.
Yep.
What is it made of? What's the process?
So our organic spiced rum, you know, it's an organic rum that we make. We use an evaporated cane juice, which is kind of, you know, it's like Sugar in the Raw is a brand of raw sugar. You know, it's basically sugar crystals where they haven't stripped all the molasses out of them yet. And we use that as our base, and then we add organic vanilla bean and, you know, a few other secret blend of spices to it. Then we blend it and bottle it and, you know, send it off to stores.
I have to say, it's really nice when you have a cold. I've mixed it up with a little, you know, hot water and lemon and honey, and it's pretty darn good.
Yep, it's been really popular around, you know, the winter we just went through. It has proved especially popular in a lot of cold weather hot drinks, you know, hot toddies.
And, oh, yeah, sure.
Hot buttered rums and all that sort of thing.
And now you also are doing brandy.
That's right. We do like a few hundred bottles at a time. We've done a couple batches of pear brandy and a few batches of apple brandy. Mm-hmm. And actually just recently we collaborated with Humboldt Craft Cider in Eureka to do an apple brandy with some of their hard cider. That is currently, it's in the pipeline. Some of it is being aged, so it'll be an aged brandy, and then some of it will be bottled as like an unaged eau de vie, they would say.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, but that's, we kind of do that for fun and also to have a little something extra for us to sell at the gift shop.
Uh-huh.
And for my personal taste, I like fruit brandy. You know, it's a nice break from our mainline stuff.
Now, you have a new product, a new, more controversial, perhaps, product, and that is the Humboldt Finest.
Yep, that just came on the market. Yeah, that's our new cannabis-infused vodka. And that is kind of multi-purpose as far as what our intentions are with it. You know, a big part of it is just kind of meeting the consumer demand. You know, coming from Humboldt County, you know, a lot of our consumers just have certain expectations and have often joked with us or hinted that, you know, they'd like us to add a little bit of the local flavor to, you know, our original vodka.
Uh-huh.
And which isn't something that we can legally do. You know, we are federally regulated, and, you know, there's, I don't imagine any time in the foreseeable future that will ever be legal for, you know, us to do any sort of marijuana infusion. But we were able to find a legal compromise.
So what is the legal compromise on that? That just is interesting.
So So we don't use any marijuana, but we do use a legal food grade hemp that we infuse it with. You know, hemp is the cannabis cousin of marijuana that doesn't have the same THC.
Uh-huh.
And even hemp is, you know, up until just a couple of years ago, you know, hasn't been legal for domestic producers to grow. But I think it was the 2014 Farm Bill that, you know, was passed on the federal level. It actually started to distinguish the difference between hemp and marijuana. And, you know, I think they defined hemp as being less than, like, 0.3% THC.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, hemp being the plant they grow for, you know, for
fiber.
For fiber and seed and, you know, all the industrial uses. I don't know that anyone in California is legally growing industrial hemp, but we were able to find a farm in Southern Oregon in Josephine County, just north of Del Norte, that is kind of starting to grow it. And I think it's only their second year, so they're still kind of in the pilot sort of scale-up phase. But we were able to get some from them and use it for our new product.
And is it organic?
The hemp that we're using isn't certified organic, you know, grown with organic practices, but hasn't gone through the organic certification.
Because I wonder, it being such a new product on the market, whether, you know, there are standards for it.
I mean, as far as organic certification goes, I do know there is some like organic like hemp seed that comes out of Canada, I believe, or maybe Europe or both. So there could be a process already in place for organic certification. And now that hemp has been, you know, permitted, you know, at least on a, you know, small scale in the U.S., that there may or going to be shortly a certification process for it. And I would think that there would probably be a market for certified organic cannabis products.
What is the federal agency that you're working with to have your product approved?
The agency that regulates us is the Tax and Trade Bureau. So they are the ones that regulate our recipe. You know, so we have to send them an advance copy of, you know, how we make our spirits, like what ingredients we put into them, as well as the actual label we put on the bottles. You know, so all of those have to be approved by the government in advance. You know, we did have to go back and forth a little bit to make sure we met their requirements, including sending samples in to, like, government-approved labs that could, you know, do THC testing and prove that no one was going to get in trouble with the law when it, you know, came to actual THC content.
How do you get the flavor into the vodka?
Well, that's, you know, I mean, it's kind of proprietary, but it's an infused vodka. So we, you know, we start with a standard vodka, and then we infuse it with the hemp, you know, do our magic with it. And I don't know if you've tried it yet or not, but it's kind of ends up with mostly an aromatic quality, you know, kind of an herbal, fresh, you know.
So more like a green marijuana smell?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, not the dried and cured, you know, sort of smell that people are used to, you know, when it comes to actual marijuana, but more of a just fresh growing herbal character. Trying to describe a flavor or smell is kind of hard to do, so I generally tell people just to give it a try themselves and see if they like it or not. So far, we've actually been getting a lot of really good feedback. I was actually in Las Vegas at the nightclub and bar show, which is a big convention for bar managers and people in the, you know, the bartending industry. And we did probably almost 2,000 tastings of it to industry people, and the reactions overall were really favorable. You know, people really excited about having, you know, a new flavor to play with, you know, to put into their arsenal of mixing components.
Sure.
Generically speaking, I tell people just to maybe start off with traditional gin cocktails and use it in place of gin, just because it does kind of, they have somewhat similar botanical characteristics, and kind of go from there.
Okay. Now, where is it locally being sold?
You know, like I said, it's literally brand new. I mean, so it's kind of too soon for us to say exactly which places have it.
Okay.
But I think, at least locally, I would like to thank most of the places that carry our existing products either do have it or will have it here in the near future.
Okay, great. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Abe Stevens from Humboldt Distillery. Thank you so much, Abe.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.